Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Yesterday, we broke early from the live show and went out with a recording of an interview that happened yesterday. I was interviewed by Day Gardner with the National Pro-Life Radio Network, and that was an enjoyable discussion with Day. Day is the first Black American who was a semifinalist with Miss America, and she has quite an extraordinary career, and she has a daily show on National Pro-Life Radio. And it was enjoyable, the discussion with Day Gardner about Sarah Palin. And if I recall, Day said that it was painful to read Sarah's profile, but it was necessary to know the truth. And so that was a wonderful response from National Pro-Life Radio. And then when we went to that recording, I stated that I had the honor of being interviewed, and I would go on the radio in Des Moines, Iowa, with Dace in the afternoon, Steve Dace, and we will play that audio for you now. But Steve is, what, the number one talker in Iowa out of Des Moines. He's on a Clear Channel station, 50,000 watts. And from what I've seen, and I believe I have this correctly, Steve has the number one show, beating even Rush Limbaugh in Iowa. And if we were to count 10 people who derailed Mitt Romney's presidential hopes in Iowa, Steve Dace is on that list. In fact, not only in Iowa, nationwide, if we counted 10 people who derailed Mitt Romney and caused him to lose those tens of millions of dollars of his own money he spent to buy the Republican nomination for president, Steve Dace would be on the list of 10 people. So he was very interested in two things. One, the Stupak Amendment that National Right to Life endorsed that helped Nancy Pelosi pass health reform in the House. And secondly, he was interested in the Sarah Palin profile just published last week at prolifeprofiles.com as sponsored by American Right to Life. So I'd like to go now. We'll go to that interview. Listen in to Steve. He's so enjoyable. He's so professional. He's just a solid, solid guy. There's a petition, personhood petition banquet coming up in December at Cinzetti's in Denver. We're going to have a tremendous time. Contact Colorado Right to Life. And there's signature drives happening across the country, 33 states. It's all very exciting. So now let's go to WH Radio in Des Moines, Iowa with Steve Dace.
Just tuned in and surprised he's still on the air? You're not alone. It's Dace in the Afternoon on News Radio 1040 WHO.
Well, there's been a lot of pro-life news in the news as of late, especially dealing with really the number one political issue in the country right now, and that is the health care so-called reform debate in Washington and what role the pro-life issue was playing within the context of that greater issue. And there was some talk that perhaps it would even hold up passage of the Barry Sotoro, Mitt Romney omnibus health care bill. Maybe we'll call it the Mitt Romney, Barry Sotoro Walmart omnibus health care bill of 2009. But nope. It ended up passing the U.S. House. Now it's in the U.S. Senate, made it through the filibuster over the weekend, and now it's sort of at the conferencing, negotiating amendment stage. And that has a lot of people in the pro-life community wondering, hey, did the pro-life cause just help pass the government takeover of healthcare in the U.S. House? We're going to answer that and some other questions with someone who's been on this show before. Bob Inyart is out in Denver. He is with American Right to Life. You can go to their website, AmericanRightToLife.org. And Bob joins us again here on Dace in the Afternoon. Bob, it's been a few months. Good to have you back on the program.
Steve, it's an honor to be in Iowa, and I'm just back from Indianapolis where I was at a Sarah Palin book signing event, so it's great to be with you.
You know, we'll get to that here in just a second, but the Republican bloggers out there, by the way, Bob, are saying that you work for me, And that this is, I am a Mike Huckabee for president firewall here in Iowa. And then I, even though you and I think have had one conversation that didn't include an email of 10 words or less in about 6 months.
Yeah, that's right.
Somehow I am coordinating all of these efforts to take out all of Mike Huckabee's rivals here in Iowa.
And part of this comes from Ann Coulter because she was on Mike Reagan's radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Reagan, Ronald Reagan's son, he's on in, what, 60 cities around the country, I'm guessing about. And he asked Ann Coulter, he said, Ann, who is this American Right to Life? You know, we've been all over the place in the last couple of years. And she said they are a front group for Mike Huckabee. And, Steve, we fell off our chairs laughing. We've never contacted Mike Huckabee. We went after Mitt Romney because he was deceiving pro-life voters. And we're now urging Sarah Palin to recommit herself to protect the unborn. We have absolutely nothing to do with Mike Huckabee. And Ann Coulter, she just made it up. You know the way she made up that line that Mitt Romney governed as a pro-lifer in Massachusetts?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she just made this up, and Michael Reagan accepted it, and the guys at the Race for 2012 and so on, they all believe it.
Well, sometimes people believe what they want to believe.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the, we're going to get to politics here in a minute, but the larger issue is the Stupak Amendment. And about 2 weeks ago, I came in on a Monday, so 2 weeks ago today, I came in from the weekend with my email inbox littered with victory press releases from numerous pro-life groups that they had passed the Stupak Amendment. There would be no government funding of abortion, of the killing of babies in the Barry Satoro, Mitt Romney, Walmart omnibus healthcare bill of 2009. And that this was somehow a great victory, and I just sort of said, okay, yeah, whatever, moved on. And then about 3 or 4 days later, I start getting different emails in my inbox, Bob, and this is from listeners to this radio show saying, hey, I'm really looking at what went on here with this amendment, and I'm wondering if not only was this not a win, but did we actually allow the Democrats to use the pro-life issue to give them cover fire to actually pass this scam? And then I started looking at some analysis. Someone I think you have some respect for over at the American Life League.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she wrote a – Judy Brown wrote a fantastic analysis of
this.
Yeah,
I read that. Judy is brilliant. And we were sold out again. This time, National Right to Life basically led the way to help Nancy Pelosi get her health care reform past the House. Because if you support Stupak, then we will all – recommend voting for this health reform, and it did pass the House. And you know what we're getting? The reality is everybody, Steve, all the big players on both sides, they lie. And what we're getting is Obamacare that will provide tax-funded abortions for illegal aliens and Sarah Palin appointing a Planned Parenthood board member to their state Supreme Court. That's where we are at. And we're talking about paying to kill, even with the Stupak Amendment, we're talking about paying to kill tens of thousands of children every year explicitly with the lobbying efforts of National Right to Life.
Explain this a little bit further, because you understand, to most of our listeners, this almost seems nonsensical. Explain how this issue and negotiating the issue of abortion down
Yeah.
ultimately provided the Democrats the cover they needed to pass this piece of legislation.
Yeah. Well, for one thing, it confuses people because we take issues that are compromised. You can kill some kids. You can pay to kill some kids. And we make that the battle. So you have pro-choice Democrats and pro-choice Republicans going to their voters, their constituents, and saying, hey, I voted for Stupak. I voted for the PBA ban, and people get confused. Let me put it succinctly like this. At ProLifeProfiles.com, if you look at George W. Bush's profile, you will see what the exceptions add up to, Steve. There, it's a stunning development in the pro-life movement. There's now something called an exceptions calculator. And you put in the name of a candidate, you put the jurisdiction, and you click on their policies. And when you do that for George W. Bush, it turns out by his own policies and exceptions, he has advocated the killing of 3.1 million children in the 8 years he was in the White House. And Steve, the numbers are indisputable. ProLifeProfiles.com, George W. Bush, and Focus on the Family, Dobson said he's the most pro-life president we ever had. Well, not only is that an insult to Ronald Reagan, it is like we've all gone down the rabbit hole after Alice. Because exceptions are children. Exceptions are children. And when you fund, when you pay for abortionists at Planned Parenthood to kill tens of thousands of children, guess what's important? It's the exceptions that become important. You know, when a man commits a crime and he was a wonderful guy and then he just lost it and he killed a loved one, you don't look at his wonderful life. You look at the exceptions. That's what, you know, that's what God does in the Bible with Eve. God doesn't look at all the apples that Eve did not eat. And with David, he doesn't look at all the women he did not violate. And with Herod, God doesn't look at all the children Herod did not kill. He looks at the exceptions. And for National Right to Life to make it easier for Nancy Pelosi to pass the House health care reform bill by saying, let's just pay for these tens of thousands of children to be killed, and we'll say we have a victory, we could go to our mailing list and say we had another victory, keep funding us because this stuff is expensive.
So in essence, I want to make sure I'm reading this right. It seems as if this amendment came out from some pro-life Democrats, and it basically was a repeat of the somewhat toothless Hyde amendment that right-to-lifers have been trumpeting for years, that we won't have federal funding of abortion. But when you look at the exceptions in this Stupak amendment, and we read them on the show last week, it basically, there's basically exceptions for every reason other than I don't like, the kid will be born on a Tuesday and I don't want to have a baby that day.
Yeah.
I mean, there seems like there's an exception for everything other than that, which almost means that it doesn't really exempt anything.
Remember when Obama said the health care reform will not pay for health care for illegal aliens? And we had one heroic representative from South Carolina yell, you lie.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, it will not pay for abortions. We should have had a second you lie. Well, Steve, we know that if this passes the Senate now with a simple majority vote, we know that they will pay for abortions for illegal aliens. We know that. And so we have been, for example, money is fungible. So George W. Bush is in office with tremendous, tremendous clout, partisan political clout when he was in office his first years. He paid to Planned Parenthood hundreds of millions of dollars more than Bill Clinton ever did. Steve, so here's George W. Bush, pro-life Republican president, funding the nation's number one abortionist, giving them hundreds of millions of dollars more than Bill Clinton was able to get in the budget for Planned Parenthood. And money is fungible. So if they say, well, we didn't use that money for abortion, we used it to pay security guards and we used it to build facilities, I mean, that's ridiculous.
Hmm.
A National Right to Life, if they had any righteousness or any wisdom left in them, they would have opposed Pelosi and health reform with everything they had, regardless of the cost.
I got to go to a break, but see, Bob, this is where I'm struggling. Why in the world would we not? Isn't the entire issue of health care, Bob, a pro-life issue? If it involves euthanasia, if it involves the fact, as Judy Brown points out, that this Stupak amendment does nothing to stop what killed Terri Schiavo, for instance.
Right.
Aren't these pro-life issues? Isn't giving control of who receives health care and how often and by whom in control of those decisions to the same people willing to kill life at its most innocent and nascent? Isn't that a pro-life issue? Should pro-lifers not oppose this on its face as opposed to just trying to get the best deal out of evil they can possibly get?
Absolutely. At every level, we cloud the issue.
We'll come back. More with Bob Inyart, American Right to Life, here in a moment. Stay tuned. Discussing some of the latest pro-life news with a guest in our WHO Radio Newsmaker line at 538. Bob Inyart is here from American Right to Life. You can visit their website at AmericanRightToLife.org. And, Bob, you guys have started these pro-life profiles and have a new website, ProLifeProfiles.com. Tell us what those are.
Yeah, and it's hit with a splash, Steve. It's been reported nationally that within 24 hours of the launch of Sarah Palin's profile, her camp scrubbed her official website of all the information we linked to on her site. For example, her praising the Planned Parenthood board member, mm-hmm. who she said was the most qualified and had the wisdom to be on the Alaska Supreme Court. And they took that information down, but of course we put it right back up because we had archived all the crucial information, not only on Sarah Palin, but on all the big name pro-lifers that we are profiling. And so when they took the information down, we put it back up. Steve, it's a new age because it used to be National Right to Life could let people think that a certain candidate is 100% pro-life. They're not going to be able to get away with that any longer. For example, Sarah Palin, it was this year when she appointed a Planned Parenthood board member to the Alaska Supreme Court. She indicated that chemical abortions, like the morning after pill that kill the youngest children, should be legal. She indicates that she supports public funding to kill some children, depending on circumstances, children who should not be protected by love and by law. And all this is documented, and on every page of pro-life profiles, there's a $100 bill. You could see it. Mm-hmm. And it says, find an error, win this. Steve, American Right to Life is putting their money where their mouth is. The methodology used over 8 months by a research team all over this country was a three-step process. Researchers and writers created the draft. The information was reviewed, and it was reviewed a third time by the officers of American Right to Life before it goes public. There are hundreds of footnotes throughout the site that document primary sources and credible mainstream sources. And when you read Sarah Palin's profile, here's what people are telling us. They say it's like finding out that your wife is having an affair. That's how emotionally devastating it is to read the actual abortion record and rhetoric of Sarah Palin. It's shocking to the conscience.
I know people, again, are listening to this, and they're going to be, come on. I mean, she's a pro-life hero. So I want to make sure I understand what you guys are saying so the audience understands, too. You've got all of this information at prolifeprofiles.com. It's all verified. Links people can click on themselves. And you're telling anybody in our audience or in the world that if any of that information is incorrect, you will pay them $100 per incorrect piece of information?
All right. We do. We offer $100. Now, I'll make a special offer to your audience today.
Okay.
All right? To the first person who turns in any error of fact on Sarah Palin's profile, we will pay $100 to that person. Any error of fact. Now, that's not the offer on the entire site. The entire site says very clearly, it says, here's the kind of error. And it says it has to be a substantive error. You know, if they got a date wrong or something like that, or a link is a dead link.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying we want all those corrections, but we will pay $100 for a substantive error. I'm going to expand that for your audience. And let's say this is good through the end of the week.
Okay.
Through Friday at midnight Central Time. $100 for any error of fact on Sarah Palin's profile. And I'm a spokesman for American Right to Life, and the board will support me in making that offer.
$100. You keep mentioning a pro-life or a Planned Parenthood board member that she appointed to the state Supreme Court. I talked about that earlier this year, and her defenders are going to say, well, they gave her two choices, and the other one was an environmentalist wacko, and that's the law, and she had to follow the law. So,
right.
Bob, I'll give you the chance to respond to that because I'm sure you've heard that too.
Oh, yeah, and we have this all documented. It's just like Mitt Romney saying he had no choice. He had to authorize tax-funded elective abortions in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
It's the had-no-choice defense. And, Steve, if someone is an adult, they don't have a defense of I had no choice.
Hmm.
Only children could get away with that with that statement. I had no choice. And certainly if someone is a leader. And so when Sarah Palin had an option, now when Jesus Christ was offered A or B, he often chose C because he was not going to be manipulated into doing something evil. And so when people, regardless of the issue, for people in your audience, when somebody says, here are your choices, A or B, have wisdom, and often you can choose C. And so Sarah Palin, even if it were true, which it's not, that she had no choice, she had to pick either a radical environmentalist or a Planned Parenthood board member, which is about as radical of an abortionist as you could become in this country. She chose the radical abortionist to put on the court, possibly for many years to come, because it's relatively easy to be retained once you're on the court. And, Steve, she praised this woman as being the most qualified, her wisdom, in glowing terms. Doesn't Sarah Palin know that this woman advocates the killing of innocent children? How could she be a qualified judge with wisdom?
American Right to Life, and it's .org, right? I want to make sure I got that right.
Yeah.
Okay, AmericanRightToLife.org, and if you want to make a quick $100 for the Christmas shopping season, they're daring you to find anything in their Sarah Palin profile that is incorrect. You can check that out at ProLifeProfiles.com, ProLifeProfiles.com. Bob, we're going to leave it there. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, when we come back, folks, a local politician deserves much more credit than he is currently getting for the breaking of the filibuster in the U.S. Senate over the weekend on health care. We will give him his just deserved reward when we return.
Radio Des Moines News Radio.
All right, that was Steve Dace in Des Moines, Iowa, and he's such a neat guy. If you listen to the show in Colorado over the air, we are also on a 50,000-watt station like Steve is. This happens to be a Christian station, which is the most powerful Christian station in America, and it's an honor to be on. I started on KLTT 18 years ago, and what a time it's been. Now, I have not been on this station the entire time, but we've gone on to TV and multiple TV networks, and it's just a thrill. We're also on television in the Denver market on Channel 53, late nights Friday and Saturday night, Bob and Yurt Live. You could TiVo it. That's on whether you have broadcast or cable, Comcast or satellite, EchoStar, Dish, whatever you've got, you should be able to get it. So Steve Dace laughed and said, Bob, apparently you and I are working for Mike Huckabee, and those reports are all over the internet that American Right to Life is a front for Mike Huckabee's campaign. I've got an article here in TPM, Talking Points Memo. It's about a pro-life group that says Sarah Palin is misleading and unreliable on abortion. And that phrase, misleading and unreliable, because the title of her book is Rogue, Going Rogue, and rogue means misleading and unreliable. If you go to Google and you type define, you know, with Google, you could get a definition of a word. You type define colon rogue. That's their first definition out of a dozen. Misleading and unreliable. So TPM, their article is written by a liberal, Evan McMorris Santoro, and it'll be worthwhile to take a few excerpts from the article. But what I really love are the comments. I'll try to get to a few of these, but I want to remind you that tomorrow and Thursday, Thanksgiving, on this program, we are airing a sermon from Sunday at Denver Bible Church on Christmas trees. And on the holidays, the customs, the terminology like Easter, for example, that does not have a biblical foundation but started in pagan customs. Some Christians say it's wrong to have a Christmas tree or to keep feasts, holidays, that are not from the Bible or to use terminology that's not biblical. So we'll look at that over the next 2 days and online at KGOV, KGOV.com. All right. So TPM, Talking Points Memo, Palin misleading and unreliable on abortion, pro-life group says, American Right to Life on Sarah Palin from their website the group has just launched, says, quote, as a candidate whom many pro-lifers want to support, her actual abortion rhetoric and record is shocking to the conscience. Shocking to the conscience. Sarah Palin allows her name to be used in ads promoting government-funded embryonic stem cell research. Sarah Palin undermines the God-given right to life by promoting evolution while officially opposing creation. Sarah Palin harms the understanding of personhood by claiming that equal protection should not apply to unborn children. And then American Right to Life claims it derailed Romney's presidential bid last year by helping to defeat him in Iowa and South Carolina. As Palin considers her own run for the Republican presidential nomination, the group is hoping that, and you know what's interesting? On American Right to Life, on their pro-life profiles website, some people say it's an attack on Sarah Palin or it's an attack on, you know, there's wonderful profiles of tier one leaders, absolutely wonderful profiles. But then on the homepage, what does it say about the leaders who are not in tier one? I'll read to you. It says, if you are a leader listed on pro-life profiles and you want to raise your ranking, all you need to do is ask. Let us know which tier describes your commitment to personhood and the God-given right to life of the unborn, and we will take you at your word. Pro-lifers put themselves in four categories: personhood now, personhood whenever, personhood later, personhood never. Where do you rank? And then there's a chart explaining the different positions. We're out of time. Next couple days, the holidays, holiness, and the Christmas tree. Look forward to Friday. May God bless you guys. And Maranatha, what a great school.